Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, it is about that time. Happy Friday. Or as I like to say, Fri-yay. You have made it. The end of the week is here. The weekend is near. It is March 6th, 2020. And boy, oh boy, do we have a fun show coming your way live here on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM. It's a big weekend, folks. A big, big weekend for Michigan State men's basketball because Sunday is not only senior night for MSU men's hoops, in which we will see players Cassius Winston, Joshua Langford, Kyle Arns, and Connor George all honored that night. But it's also a big night because Michigan State has the opportunity. I didn't see this coming. Many of you didn't see this coming. But Michigan State has the opportunity to win at least a share of the Big Ten regular season championship with a win over Ohio State that afternoon and into the evening. Can you believe that? A 4:30 p.m. tip time on CBS. Michigan State with a Big Ten regular season title on the line. This would mark three straight if they do get the job done. So you don't want to waste fabric, right? I'm pretty sure they have the banner all set and all ready to be hung from the rafters if Michigan State does indeed win. You don't want to waste fabric, come short against the Buckeyes, and not complete this thing. Pretty remarkable that Michigan State is in this position in the first place. So we'll be breaking down and previewing Michigan State and Ohio State. Ohio State is a team that is surging right now in the Big Ten Conference. And I'll give you thoughts on what must happen in order for the Spartans to indeed raise that banner from the rafters. But as I mentioned, Winston, Langford, Arns, and George will be honored after that game. And it's an interesting conversation centered on Joshua Langford. Yes, he will be honored. His family will be in the Breslin building. He'll walk out and the crowd will give him his just due for sure. But there is a possibility that Joshua Langford may be back with this team next season. I'll comb through the details concerning that, but hold tight for that. On today's current sports, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Sunday's game. And this is how I want to do it today. You know, usually we've been just giving you guys a layup. You know, those who dial, those who have that quick trigger on your cell phone have been pulling out the tickets. But today, in honor of what is one of the most beloved senior classes in Michigan State men's hoop history, Cassius Winston is on my Mount Rushmore of all-time Spartan greats to ever hit the hardwood here in East Lansing, Michigan. What I want to do is, after, this is the key, after our current sports quick hit headliners. So if you call early and I'm still talking about at least one of the headliners, your call won't count. After the quick hit headliners, we're going to take calls from you. Not messages, not tweets, calls. We're going to take calls from you. And I want to hear from you. And, you know, I've got Brad Walker helping me out as engineer behind the glass on today's current sports. Brad is going to take your calls behind the glass. And again, we only have two phone lines. So if you call and the line is busy, just keep calling. You'll eventually get through. What we're going to do is the most entertaining, emotional, I don't know, just the best call. All right, in our eyes, and we'll make the decision at the end of the hour, we'll win those tickets. All right, maybe you got a cool story about Cassius or Josh or Kyle or Connor that you want to share on the air. Bottom line, the best call, I guess the most entertaining call, will win those two tickets to Sunday's matchup between Michigan State and Ohio State. Again, don't call right now. After the quick hit headliners, we'll be opening up our phone lines and Brad will be put to work behind the glass. So he'll be taking your name, where you're from, your phone number, and you'll be with us live on the air. Looking forward to hearing from a few of you all. All right? So that number will be 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, you can weigh in the usual way as well, but you just won't be entered for a chance to win those tickets. All right? Two tickets. Weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News. You can comment below the live stream there, and you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Let's start here with a bit of unfortunate news concerning MSU women's basketball. Yesterday afternoon, actually while I was on the air for yesterday's show, Michigan State women's basketball ended up coming just a bit short against Purdue in the Big Ten tournament. Despite two players grabbing double-doubles, the number 8 seed Michigan State women's hoop squad, that comeback fell short against number 9 seed Purdue in the second round of the Big Ten tournament played at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The Spartans fall to 16-14 on the season. Purdue improves to 18-13. The Boilermakers will take on top seeded Maryland today. The Spartans have been without seniors Victoria Gaines. Coco's been out. Shea Colley for a majority of the season. Lost junior Madrika Cook to an ACL injury, if you remember, in late January. And when asked if the Spartans would accept a WNIT invite, if asked, Coach Merchant said that she's unsure right now. Why? Well, that's due to the numerous amounts of injuries that her team has undergone. So an injury plague season, the Spartans aren't going to make the NCAA tourney. And if, again, if asked if they are going to accept a WNIT invite, Coach Merchant just doesn't know. So just really unfortunate stuff for MSU women's basketball. Okay, but if they don't play another game, still a hard-fought season. I mean, we saw some outstanding performances. For me, I loved watching Taryn McCutcheon and Nia Clouden ball out, and wishing Taryn well as her senior year, her senior campaign comes to an end. Moore Joyner as well. She's a breakout star. Looking forward to seeing what she does as her MSU career will continue. All right, senior Xavier Simpson and John Teske, who were celebrated on senior night for the University of Michigan men's basketball team, paced the number 25-ranked Michigan hoop squad in their final career outings at the Chrysler Center as the Wolverines defeated Nebraska 82-58 last night. Simpson, he scored 11 points, 10 assists, so a double-double for him to tie his record of 8 double-digit assist games in a season, while Teske had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 2 steals. Junior Isaiah Livers led Michigan in both points and rebounds. I know Michigan fans are happy to have him back, recording his second career double-dub of the season. 18 points, 10 boards for him. Also scoring in double digits were Franz Wagner and Brandon Johns. Brandon Johns, of course, the East Lansing product. The Wolverines will conclude the regular season this Sunday when they take on number 9 Maryland in College Park. That is an important game for Michigan State fans. I'll get to that in just a moment. Tip time for that one scheduled for noon, and the game will be broadcast live on Fox. All right, MSU men's basketball. This is why it's important, right? MSU men's basketball taking on Ohio State Sunday, 4:30, inside of the Breslin Center for an opportunity at raising a Big Ten championship banner. That game can be seen on CBS if you are not in the His House. Seniors Cassius Winston, Joshua Langford, Kyle Arnes, and Connor George will be honored on senior night. Again, there's an asterisk next to Joshua Langford simply because if he wants to come back, he can, due to the injury that he endured this season. He's had an injury-plagued career here at Michigan State. Again, more on that in just a moment. But the Spartans are in a three-way tie right now for first place in the Big Ten Conference alongside Maryland and Wisconsin. Wisconsin closes out the year against Indiana on the road tomorrow, and Maryland will host Michigan on Sunday, as I just noted. And looking at things, it looks as though if Wisconsin loses to Indiana tomorrow, it looks as though Michigan State would be, if Michigan State closes the deal and beats Ohio State. If Michigan State beats Ohio State and Wisconsin loses to Indiana, Michigan State would actually be your number one seed come next week's Big Ten tournament. If they are the number one seed, they would actually tip off at noon a week from today. So if that happens, we'll be on the air when Michigan State, you know, will be playing its opening game of the Big Ten tournament. So we'll see how things shake out. If Wisconsin beats Indiana, they will be your number one seed come the Big Ten tournament next week. That's looking at how those are the scenarios that you have to play with when it comes to the Big Ten tournament next week. So I want to let that be known as well. All right, the number 3 seed Michigan Wolverines on the ice, the hockey program, and number 6 seed Michigan State, who have never met in a Big Ten playoff series, believe it or not. And behind the glass, our very own Brad Walker. Brad, you are actually rocking a Michigan State hockey jersey. Just real quick, stand up, Brad, so they can see you sporting that an MSU hockey jersey. You are ready for this weekend. But, Brad, kind of hard to believe that these two have never met in a situation like this, never met in a Big Ten playoff series. This should be exciting this weekend, right?
It will be exciting. And the reason why I'm sporting it is I will be there tonight.
Wow, that's awesome stuff.
So hopefully I come back alive tomorrow.
Exactly, right? Don't lose
key.
Your voice.
Yeah, that's
you know,
key.
Screaming too
yeah.
much. So Michigan State, again, taking on Michigan. Game 1, that is tonight at 7. Game 2, Saturday at 7. And if necessary, this is a best of 3 in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. Game 3, if necessary, will take place on Sunday at 5. So both Michigan and Michigan State would likely need to win the Big Ten tournament to secure a spot in the NCAA tournament field of 16. The Spartans took both games of a home-and-home back in November but fell to Michigan on February 14th. That was Valentine's Day. And February 17th, the latter coming at Little Caesars Arena in the annual Duel in the D matchup. So this is big. You'll need, most likely Michigan State fans, you'll need Michigan State to run the table here in the Big Ten tournament if you want to make the big dance. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Should be fun, though, man. Always fun when the Spartans and the Wolverines go at it. All right, Michigan State baseball will wrap up its spring break trip this weekend in Pensacola, Florida, participating in the Pensacola Cox Diamond Invitational at the Pensacola Blue Wahoo Stadium. MSU will square off with Troy tonight at 6 p.m., and then we'll take on Louisiana on Saturday at 4. That's before wrapping up against Samford on Sunday at noon. Michigan State is 1-0 against Samford, only having previously met in 2010 in Birmingham with the Spartans winning 7-4. Michigan State is 3-2 versus Troy, having met in 2016 also in Pensacola with the Spartans actually topping the Trojans. That was a 3-0 final. Michigan State is also 3-0 in the series in games played on neutral fields. So we'll see what happens. All right, as I talked about on yesterday's Current Sports, girls high school basketball district final action happening tonight. Bear with me as I roll through these games real quick. Tonight, D1 at Jackson Northwest High School, Holt versus Jackson, 7 p.m. Division 1 at Grand Ledge High School, East Lansing versus DeWitt, 7 p.m. Division 2 at Marshall, Charlotte versus Marshall at 7 p.m. Division 2 at Lansing Eastern High School, tonight, Hazlett versus Williamston, 7 p.m. Division 2 at Chelsea, Eaton Rapids versus Parma Western, 7 p.m. Division 2 at Chesning versus Ovid Elsie, 7 p.m. Division 2 at Belding High School, Central Montcalm versus Portland, 7 p.m. Also, Division 3 at Dansville, Langsburg versus Byron. That is a 7:30 p.m. tip time. D3 at Grand Rapids North Point Christian High School, Powamo Westphalia will take on Granville Calvin Christian, 7 p.m. Division 3 at Ithaca High School, Blanchard Montebello versus Ithaca at 7 p.m. And Division 4 at Lansing Christian High School, Fowler will play Portland St. Pat, 7 p.m. We are wishing all of our local teams in division final action tonight good luck.
Hey, Al, I wasn't paying attention. Can you run through those all again?
I'm out of breath, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to have to catch the replay of this show or listen to the podcast right. version, Brad. I am out of breath, right? Oh, my goodness. So, and a lot of those games, you're seeing local team versus local team, tonight as well. So, and your sons actually, you have Cam, your right. youngest actually goes to Eaton Rapids right now. Ryan, he graduated from Eaton Rapids. So you of course, will be rooting for Eaton Rapids tonight, Brad,
yeah,
right?
And they had a hard draw, actually. They had to play on Monday against Chelsea, the host, and they had only lost 3 games, and we won in overtime.
So that now, one went to overtime,
yeah,
wow.
And now we're playing Parma Western, who is ranked number 8, and they've lost 2.
Wow, how about that?
It's tough. It's a tough bracket.
It should be a fun game tonight.
It should be a fun game, yes.
Okay. All right, Detroit Tigers spring training action as well, folks. First pitch was at 1:05 p.m. as the Tigers are taking on the Philadelphia Phillies at Joker Marchant Stadium out in Lakeland, Florida. Again, spring training exhibition action. Starting pitchers, Tigers right-hander Spencer Turnbull versus Phillies right-hander Jake Arrieta. So the Tigers welcomed the New York Yankees to Joker Marchant Stadium yesterday and ultimately sent them packing a score of 15-11. Talk about a high-scoring affair. I know Miggy sent one or two to the stands yesterday as well. All right, and if you care, the Detroit Red Wings are in action tonight as the Chicago Blackhawks will take on the Winged Wheel, 7:30 p.m. Puck drop. Detroit takes on Chicago looking to stop its 4-game home skid. So that one at Little Caesars Arena tonight. The Wings are 10-22-2 at home. Detroit scores 2 goals per game. That is the fewest in the league. Dylan Larkin leads the team with 18 total goals. And in the last meeting between these two teams on January 5th, Chi-Town won 4-2. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, we are giving away a pair of tickets starting right now. Right now, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. The best call centered on Senior Day. So I want you all to call in and comment on what Cassius Winston, Joshua Langford, who still may have 1 year with the program, we just don't know yet, Kyle Arnes and Connor George have meant to you as a fan, have meant to this program. Maybe you got a cool story to tell. But the best caller will win those tickets. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Let's keep it moving.
You know, I always said that you want to be in the last 2 weeks and be mathematically still in the race. I guess mathematically we're still in the race. We have no allures of grandeur that, you know, you hope to be in the race where destiny's in your own hands. You know, that win against Maryland, destiny would be in our own hands. But it is what it is, and we gotta move forward on what we gotta move forward on. But there's going to be a lot of wins and losses by a lot of teams yet. Someone's going to win these games. They're all against each other. And unfortunately, we're all going to beat the daylights out of each other. And I don't know if that'll be good, bad, or indifferent as we move forward. But it gives you something to play for without kind of looking too far down the line, because as many games as I think we could win yet are just about as many games as we could lose yet. And I think that's the same for probably just about every team in there, including Maryland. So I think it's exciting because you're getting near the end of February.
A little Cool Moe D. I Go to Work. That's one of my favorite all-time hip-hop joints there. Coming at you from the 80s. Brad Walker behind the glass. Today is going to be a fun show. Again, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Sunday afternoon's game between Michigan State and Ohio State. A Big Ten title is on the line. So, before I dive into this preview, again, the way you can win these tickets, we're going to be taking callers throughout this hour. We have, our phone lines are actually full right now. If you don't get through, continue to call. We've got just two phone lines, all right? So, if you get the busy signal, continue to call. You'll get through. And I want you all to share a memory or anything you want to say concerning this senior class of Cassius Winston, Joshua Langford, Kyle Arnes, and Connor George. If you got a cool story, you know, anything you want to share. The most entertaining call, the best call, will win the tickets. Simple as that. So I'm making you work for these tickets today, as the great Cool Moe D would say. You got to go to work to win them. No, caller number three gets the tickets. And then caller number three gets the tickets, Brad. I hate that. It's so easy. So easy. So let's go to our phone lines right now. And anytime you guys call in, Brad will just interrupt me and say, "Hey, Al, I know you're previewing the game, but we got a caller." Because I want to free up these phone lines as quick as possible today. Caller number one, it's Stephanie from East Lansing. Stephanie, you are on Current Sports. Stephanie, are you there? Stephanie. Stephanie's not there. Okay. Let's go to caller number two then. We've got Linda from Grand Ledge. Linda, you are on Current Sports.
Hi, Al.
How are you doing, Linda?
Long-time listener, fan of yours. I wanted to call and just give you a slightly different take on the people that are involved in producing this game.
Yes, please. Okay.
Well, my daughters are your age. They're twins, and they have been working as stagehands for IOTC for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
IOTC is the International Stage and Theatrical Union.
Okay.
Are you?
I'm not familiar with them. No.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm calling, just to remind people that you wouldn't have a game without these integral people that are involved in helping in the production. And what my daughters are doing tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. is rolling out the bleachers.
That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
The game gets set up every time, and then there's a restore, and then after the game, they will go back at 11 or whatever time after the game is over, and they will roll the bleachers back, and they will restore anything that was put out to enhance the game, whether it's the banners or whatever. They will be instrumental, you know, restoring the Breslin Center so that it can be used in other manners. So I just wanted to let people know that it's not always the people that are, it's some of the invisible people, some of the people that are the working people that, you know, like my husband and myself, we all work as stagehands, but I didn't get the call because I had a pallet cart roll over my foot and,
oh, no.
And it was broken. when I was setting up for a trade show at the Lansing Center.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Linda. Get better.
Yeah. But it's you know, people like my kids that are sports fans, but this is how they can contribute.
That is awesome.
They're only, you know, 5'8". They play basketball in middle school, but, you know, they weren't tall enough to participate later on, and so this is a way that they're able to contribute to the entire overall experience that all of you enjoy.
That is awesome.
Just wanted to tell you I'm a proud mama and proud, you know, proud parents of these girls that are actually fashion designers, but this is their day job.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, thank you.
I always think of my daughters because you're all the same age group and you've had some remarkable achievements in your lives.
Well, Linda, first off, I thank you so much for tuning in and thank you so much for that call. And yes, that is a great reminder because we go to these sporting events and, you know, we see the product that's on the court and we're entertained, but rarely do we think about those behind the scenes making those events possible. So shout out to you, Linda, and shout out to your wonderful daughters and your husband. Thank you so much for that call. Really appreciate it, Linda. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I'll keep tuning in.
Awesome. We would love that. And call back. Okay. Call back one of these days as well. Thank you. Linda from Grand Ledge there. Okay, we've got caller number three waiting. Steve from Jackson wants to weigh in. Steve, you are on Current Sports.
How's it going, Al?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday, my man.
Yeah, I like to touch on the seniors. I think every year there's always the senior class is always some. The players always add something different to the team. I mean, Cass is a great leader for the team, but he's not the rah-rah type that we've seen in the past of like Mateen Cleese and others like that. And he might be going down as one of the top point guards of all time, I think.
Definitely. For sure. And, I mean, that's without question. I mean, what he has done for this program. I'm going to share my thoughts on Cassius in just a moment. But,
and then,
yeah.
Then also, like, to say about Connor George, he could have went anywhere and started, like, at a lower-level college team. But he's put in his work on the scout team, and he's finally gotten rewarded sometimes when he gets in with the minutes that he gets.
Right. Definitely.
And also, it's too bad about Josh Langford. I think he was one of the unseen leaders on the team also, but he's putting his work in with his behind-the-scenes coaching this year too.
For sure. I totally agree with all of that. Steve, thank you so much for sharing those thoughts on the senior class, my man. You are entering the pool. We'll add Steve's name to the pool of those tickets. Appreciate you, Steve. And that's the thing, too. I mean, when you look at these four guys, Brad, I mean, they are going to go down as one of the most beloved senior classes of all time. So what we'll do is, for the next 15 minutes, we'll close it off at 1:45. Continue to call in. We'll take your calls. Those who call in and comment on this senior class of Winston, Langford, Arnes, and George will be entered for a chance to win two Michigan State men's basketball tickets. A Big Ten title is on the line this Sunday. So continue to call in. Brad will let me know when we have a caller on the line. And, you know, this is an interesting question. I've been seeing this, you know, float around out there, and it's been talked about throughout the week. How much do you care that this may be a shared Big Ten championship? And for me, I don't think it's a big deal. Look, a banner is a banner. A banner is a banner. If it's shared, yeah, does that take a little bit of luster off of it? It may. Because it's always best to win it outright to say that, yeah, I am the number one team. We are the number one team. There is no one on our level. But still, it's a Big Ten championship. You know, especially this year in the Big Ten, 10 teams could have won this year. So, you know, for me, in answering that question, I've seen this debated left and right. For me, I don't care if it's shared. A title is a title. It does feel a little bit better when it's outright, but in a conference like this season, where I believe there were like 10 teams that could have won this thing, it's pretty special. And I thought MSU was set and done in this thing. I didn't think I would be having a show like I'm having today talking about a possible banner being going to the rafters this Sunday. Pretty remarkable stuff. Okay, we do have Stephanie. Stephanie is back on line one. Stephanie, you are on Current Sports. You got some thoughts on this senior class?
I absolutely do, Al. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay. So, I remember sitting at the out at the Summit or Aim High and waiting for actually Cassius Winston to show up. Mm-hmm. And when Cassius Winston showed up way back then, the whole room exploded. Because we were so looking forward to how he would play out from the very, very, very beginning. We have picture evidence. We have lots of mini stories to tell, of good dunks, lots of leadership right from the get-go during the summer. And we follow Kyle Arnes and so excited when he got married. Joshua Langford, always praying for him. That's like a key prayer, honestly, and for good health. And we've spread the Langford story out on Facebook quite a ways. We're actually friends with the Detroit Langford, Jeremy's dad. So we're friends and family with that. And then Kathy has come to Moneyball, Connor's mom, and she's always excellent and wonderful and social, and she likes to, you know, even though she's kind of like popular in her own right, she wants Connor to have his time, and he's played at Moneyball, and again, back to when he started, it was really exciting when he started. And then the big memory we have, not following him per se through all of the years, but when Denzel came to Moneyball, kind of bringing some extra seniors into it. So we follow when we get players, we follow them from start to finish. And it's been as they say it's been the journey.
Yeah, you guys are definitely diehard fans. Appreciate those thoughts, Stephanie. You are entered in the drawing for those tickets, Michigan State and Ohio State. Appreciate the call, Steph.
Yep.
517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, you got 10 minutes to call in. Phone lines are pretty open right now. If you want to call in and share a thought, memory, anything that you want to say concerning the senior class, the best call will win a pair of tickets to check out Michigan State and Ohio State on Sunday. So again, 517-355-9527. When it comes to Ohio State, you know, this is a team that it's not going to be an easy game, I don't believe. This is a team that's surging, I think. And isn't it remarkable when you look at where Ohio State was at the beginning of the season, where they were ranked as, a lot of people forget this, as number two at one point. You know, Michigan State entered the season as the number one preseason squad in the nation. Ohio State was right there. And then 2 weeks later, just gone from the national picture. You talk about a roller coaster of a season. Ohio State is the definition of that. You know, they went 12-7, 2-6 in the conference, though, after starting 9-0. Absolutely blown out by Penn State by like 30 points. I mean, it's pretty remarkable when you sit back and look at, you know, how far Ohio State fell, and then they got themselves kind of back in the picture. But 12-7, 2-6 in the conference, that's after starting the year 9-0. When I saw that game against Penn State in which they blew out the Nittany Lions by 30 points, I said, okay, this team is serious. And then, let's not forget, this is before we knew that North Carolina was absolutely garbage. This is when we thought that North Carolina was still going to be North Carolina, right? They beat NC by 25. They beat Villanova by 25. They beat Kentucky on a neutral floor. During that run, I mean, Ohio State looked legit. And in the eyes of many, including myself at one point at the beginning of the year, I thought that they were the Big Ten favorites. And, you know, they had lost on the road to Minnesota also during that stretch. But still, this team looked serious. They were number one on KenPom midway through December. Even by the end of December, they were still number one on the KenPom rankings. And then also, I mean, just looking at where this team sat on December 21st, they were 11-1. By January 23rd, it was a bit of a different story. By January 2-3, Ohio State was 12-7. That was a stretch of basketball in which we saw losses to West Virginia, Wisconsin, Maryland, Penn State got its revenge, Minnesota. I mean, like the only win during that stretch, I mean, 1-6 during that stretch of basketball. Again, 12-7. 1-6 during that losing stretch, that tough stretch of basketball. The only win was against Nebraska, and everybody's beating Nebraska. Nebraska is near the basement of the Big Ten. We saw how they looked against Michigan yesterday. So when that happened, I mean, you start off so well, starting off the year 9-0, beating teams like North Carolina, Villanova, Kentucky, and then you're 12-7 by January 23rd, and then I'm just confused. I don't know how to read this Ohio State team.
Ohio State is not who we thought they were. And they still are a bit, they're still a confusing team right now. I'm still confused when watching Ohio State at times. Because you look at the last six games for Ohio State, they have won five of the last six. They're 9-2. Ohio State is 9-2 in the last 11. They've got road losses to Wisconsin and Iowa, two very solid Big Ten teams. They have beaten Maryland, Michigan, Purdue. They have a number 8 in adjusted efficiency. That's actually one behind Michigan State. They're ranked 15th in offense, 16th in defense. I mean, this team is seems as though they are trending upward and are clicking at just the right time. This game won't be easy on Sunday. But Michigan State is also clicking at just the right time. I'm going to go more into a few numbers in just a moment before we hit our first break. And you're going to get my prediction on what I think is going to happen on Sunday, who I think is going to win on Sunday. Before we do, though, again, just 4 minutes left for you to call in and be entered for a chance to win two tickets to check out Michigan State and Ohio State on Sunday. Let's go to line one right now. Again, we're asking you all to comment, give thoughts, share a story, whatever's on your mind concerning this Michigan State senior class that will be honored during, well, I should say after, the Michigan State and Ohio State matchup. Cassius Winston, Joshua Langford, Kyle Arns, Connor George, anything that's on your noggin. Line one, Charlie from Okemos. You are on Current Sports. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great, Al.
That's good to hear, my How man. Any doing? Thoughts on this senior class?
Well, first thing I want to tell you, thank you for your show. I tend to be at lunch a lot of times when you're on, and you're quite a joy from the Rome show.
Thank you.
What I will tell you is I've been married for 36 years. My wife has tolerated ESPN and everything else at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, last year, she started watching Cassius Winston.
Mm-hmm.
And now, every time I get it, I have to be home to watch the Spartan basketball game with her. She knows when they're playing. She knows what's going on. She watches the game, and she's actually interested. So, for whatever reason, there's something about Cassius Winston that's found a place in her heart.
That's awesome. That's just like many Michigan State fans, right, Charlie? Like many Michigan State fans.
Yep. So, but keep up the good work, Al. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate that call. Charlie from Oakham is weighing in, and that's, you know, that was a pretty unique call, Brad, because, you know, that kind of puts in perspective the reach that Cassius Winston has had. And I thought about this morning, Brad. I don't know if you agree. But with Mark D'Antonio now stepping down as head coach of the Michigan State football program, Mel Tucker is in there, but we don't know much about Mel. He's still getting his feet wet. He just finished hiring his coaching staff. If you had to, like, name who are now the top two faces of Michigan State University, D'Antonio's retired. It would be Tom Izzo and Cassius Winston, right?
And Al Martin.
No, stop it. No, not at all. I come nowhere close.
Think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. Yes.
Isn't that amazing? You know, Cassius Winston, you know, and everything he's been through, I'm going to give a tribute to Cassius in after the first break here in just a moment, but it's pretty remarkable. And I tell you what, when it comes to Cassius, you couldn't ask for a better student athlete representative. When you look at Michigan State athletics, mm-hmm. right? You couldn't ask for a right. better one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even think about when Michigan State was really going through that trying year, the darkest chapter in this university's history, going through the Larry Nassar scandal, going through the negative reports coming from ESPN centered on Coach D'Antonio's football program and you know, ESPN going at Tom Izzo. Cassius Winston, he was asked questions in the locker room, and this was when he was a sophomore,
mm-hmm.
and he was handling it better than really anyone. I mean, it's like he should have been a member of the Board of Trustees at times. I mean, we would go in and people would ask him questions about what's happening at the university, and he handled it so mature as a sophomore. just props to Cassius. I can't sing his praises more, but I will after this first break. Final call, I guess, as it comes to a close here at 1:45. We've got Ben from East Lansing that wants to weigh in on this Michigan State senior class. Ben, you are on Current Sports. The mic is yours.
Hi, Al. Mine's going to be a little like my wife, Stephanie's. Going to Moneyball, meeting Cassius and his brothers, getting to know them, getting to know what they were about, meeting Kyle, meeting the other guys, Josh, Connor, you name it, and to see them mature from freshman to senior and go through what they've gone through as far as injuries and the loss of Cassius's brother and things like that. It's awesome to see what they've achieved over the 4 years and things like that. But overall, it's experiencing the games with them, being at the games with them and seeing them gel together and become close together and become that tight-knit family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been a great experience. And for me, I've got Cassius's autograph on my jersey, my number 5 jersey, and that will live with me for a while.
Love it. Ben, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate your call, and thanks for sharing those words concerning the senior class. All right, so we've got Brad, Steve, Stephanie, Ben, and Charlie entered in this pool to possibly win these tickets. We'll make a decision before the hour is said and done here on Current Sports, but I want to hit our first break. When we come back, we'll share our thoughts and memories on the senior class. I'll give you my prediction on the game, that and more. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. You know, just brief thoughts on, you know, what I think about Sunday's game. You know, I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I'm hoping it's a blowout. I mean, that's what you want on senior night, right? You don't want this thing to be close with about like 5-6 minutes left so you can get those seniors in and they can have their moment with the crowd. They can get in there and kiss the logo. If you think this if it's going to be close, it kind of takes away from that moment because, you know, you may not see Connor George get that moment where he kisses the Spartan head if it goes down to the wire, because Connor George is not a guy who's in the game during those moments. When you see a Connor George, you know, the game is usually in hand, and it's a good sign if he's in there because the game is in hand. but I just got a feeling, man, that this is going to be a close game just because of the way Ohio State is playing right now. Again, they have won 5 of the last 6, 9-2 actually in their last 11. They have road losses to Wisconsin and Iowa, 2 again solid Big Ten teams. And the reason why Ohio State has been playing so well is that they can shoot the basketball. They are a really good 3-point shooting team. They are actually the 20th 3-point shooting team in the nation. They are shooting 37% from deep. Caleb Wesson, the 6'9", 270-pound forward, he is shooting 43% from deep, and he takes about 3 attempts per game. I can bring up Dwayne Washington. He's at 39%. Andre Wesson is at 42%. Also, don't forget that Kyle Arne's little brother is a baller for the Scarlet and Gray. That is Justin Arnes. We'll see a bit of him on Sunday as well. I think that Justin would probably, wouldn't that be cool if Justin like walked out on senior night with Kyle? I mean, that would be fitting, right? That'd be fitting. I mean, to see Justin with his Ohio State jersey on and to see Kyle there with his Michigan State jersey on, that'd be awesome. But Justin, I mean, he can shoot the rock just like his big bro. He's shooting it right now at a 41% clip. So you've got Arnes, Wesson, Washington, and also Caleb Wesson. You know, all shooting the ball very, very well. And I always say, any team that can shoot from deep is always going to have a chance in a game. But on the flip side, Michigan State clicking on a lot of different cylinders right now, especially on the defensive side of the basketball. Michigan State is a top 10 ranked 3-point shooting defensive team. They're ranked in the top 10 when it comes to guarding the three ball. So it's not going to be easy for Ohio State. Ohio State, a team that does everything good. Xavier Tillman and Caleb Wesson, that is the matchup to watch. That is going to be fun. Wesson is so good down low. On both ends of the floor, really. I mean, Wesson isn't a bad defender. He's not a Xavier Tillman. And that's the key, right? You know, Caleb Wesson's offense versus Xavier Tillman's defense. That's the key matchup for me. And also, this is a really good rebounding Ohio State team. Wesson snags a lot of boards. Also, E.J. Liddell is a man on the boards. I just think, Brad, that Michigan State shows up in moments like this. Tom Izzo knows how to get his team ready. He's not going to let an opportunity like this slip through his fingers, I don't think. It won't be easy, but it's Tom Izzo. It's March. They've done it back-to-back years. How special would it be to make it a three-peat? Cassius Winston's final game in a Michigan final home game in a Michigan State basketball jersey. It just would be fitting. I just can't imagine Michigan State not winning this game with everything on the line. It's fitting for so many different reasons. That's why I'm going. I'm going more so with my heart here. Mm-hmm. Michigan State gets the job done.
We hope so. We hope it's a blowout. Or a 10-point win, whatever the case may be, so everybody can do what they need to do. But Penn State senior night, we ruined that, you know. Why can't we play Nebraska?
Why can't it be easy, right?
Yeah, come on now. But, Ohio State is hot, and so are we. And we're playing. It's going to be a great matchup. It really will be.
Right.
It will be very well-earned if we can knock Ohio State off. But senior night, yeah, absolutely. I hope so.
And this is the thing, too, though, Brad. When you look at Ohio State, they don't have the best road record in the Big Ten Conference. They don't play that great on the road. And that atmosphere, you know, I know it's spring break for the students, but I'm assuming, Izzo, I'm talking to you. I know you're probably at the beach right now listening to Current Sports, okay? You got a couple days left of spring break, but you better make sure. And at 4:30 p.m., you make it back to East Lansing and root on Michigan State because it could be a pretty historic night, all right? Mm-hmm. So, Izzo, enjoy the beach right now. Come back to the cold on Sunday, and let's get this job done. Yeah. Final break here, Brad. We'll announce the winner of those tickets, and also I'll give final thoughts on senior night and what the senior class has meant to Michigan State hoops. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, let's just announce the winner right now. I want to give a big shout-out to Stephanie, Ben, Steve, Charlie, also even Linda, just calling in and giving a different shout-out, if you will. But thanks to all of our callers today. Really appreciate you guys picking up the phone and talking to us here on WKAR's Current Sports, and appreciate your listenership each and every day here on WKAR's Current Sports. You know, we debate it. Brad and I debated and deliberated, and we're going to go with Charlie because Charlie's call, it was a different call. That was a different call.
It was.
Kind of attacking it from the standpoint, Brad, of, look, You know, Cassius Winston has had such an amazing reach. Even my wife, who isn't a big sports fan, won't even watch ESPN, but even my wife loves Cassius Winston. That's just a different call, and he kind of puts in perspective his, you know, Cassius's reach, I guess you can say.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So, Ben, Steph, love you guys. And Ben and Steph, they've won. They listen every single day, and they've won stuff from us here on Current Sports. Love you guys. Thank you, Steve, for calling in, and Linda. Charlie, you are the winner. We'll be hitting you up after the show and letting you know how you can pick up those tickets. Okay? To close out the show, though, again, this senior class, you know, I first off, let me get this off my chest. Josh Langford, whatever decision he makes, he has made such an amazing impact on Spartan Nation. He's gone through so much. He said after Thursday's practice that he is undecided as to whether he will return to East Lansing for a fifth-year player option, which he can do because of the injury history he's had. He missed the 2019-2020 season. And he missed the final 3 months of the 2018-2019 season after suffering that stress reaction on his foot in December of 2018. You know, he hoped to return to the court for his senior year. But again, before the opener, you know, he had an injury reemerge, that stress reaction, and had another surgery on his foot in December. But he is so down to earth, so humble. He is faith driven. Josh, whatever you do, man, we love you and thank you for your time and your contribution to Michigan State athletics and Michigan State sports. You are an inspiration. Cassius Winston, I'm going to rain more of his praises on Monday. One of the most beloved athletes in Michigan State history, no matter what sport you're talking about. He's on my MSU men's basketball Mount Rushmore. One of the best point guards in Big Ten history and college basketball history, of course, in Michigan State history. And Kyle Arns, you know, just grit and toughness. That's what he brought, and sacrificed his body throughout his MSU career as well. And Connor George, being a local kid, being a Spartan already before he even joined Tom Izzo's Michigan State men's basketball team, with his mom as Kathy George, head coach of the Michigan State women's volleyball team. Connor George, all grit, worked hard. I love this senior class. We'll recap all things Spartans and Buckeyes on Monday. Hopefully, we're talking about a Big Ten regular season championship come Monday. Until then, enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And as always, be easy, people.